This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter times, some will abandon the faith, abandon it, and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Underline that phrase in your mind if you don't underline it on the page. Things taught by demons. Some of the best ministerial advice I ever received in my life was a little late. I got it 5 years ago, August of 2010. From a Methodist minister from Leawood, Kansas. I'm not even sure what city Leawood's connected to. I know it's one of the big cities of Kansas. And Adam Hamilton was his name, and here's what he told a group of ministers that I at a seminar. If you're going to be in the ministry, you have got to take seriously what the Bible talks about sin, redemption, salvation, the demonic. You've got to take it seriously for this reason. Great logic. He said, if you don't take it seriously, why would you expect the congregation to take it seriously? Why would you tell the people at the church you serve, believe in the power of the demonic, and then you don't believe it yourself? Why would you tell people to believe in the power of the resurrection when there are ministers that I personally know, I can name them, who privately have told me, I'm not sure I believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus. You know what my advice was to them? Get out of the ministry. Because that's where the power is. And that's where the hope is, in the bodily resurrection of Jesus from the dead. We need to know that Jesus rose from the dead, not in theory, not in spirit, not emotionally, not in a spiritual sense. He rose physically, bodily from the dead. I do this often. I'm going to give you the most important thing right now that I'm going to share with you. If you don't remember anything else, here's what you go home with. Behind every teacher is a spirit. Behind every preacher is a spirit. Behind every writer is a spirit. Behind every screenplay writer is a spirit. And you say, that's pretty heavy. And it is heavy. But it's also true. It's also true. I told you about a movie years ago. I don't want to dwell on a bad movie, but a movie I remember reading a review on, where the central character is this evil person, super evil, demonic-looking person. And there's a dramatic scene in the movie where he single-handedly destroys a Catholic church. You know, knocks over the statuary, assaults the altar, and desecrates the altar in this Catholic church, breaks the stained glass windows, and then as he kills the priest right in the sanctuary of this church. It's just a horrible movie as I read the description of it. And then this evil character looks into the camera and says this with an evil grin, I am the way. I am the way. Now here's my question to you, not to dwell on the horribleness of that movie. What kind of spirit is behind the writing of that movie? You want to say the Holy Spirit wrote that? I don't think so. Behind everything in our culture is a spirit. Everything is spirit-driven, even if we don't recognize it. Everything is spirit-driven. Every song you listen to, spirit-driven. Every TV show you watch that you are dedicated to watching, spirit-driven. Every movie we see, spirit-driven. And if you really believe that, as one person said in the first service afterwards, they said, you know, if I really believe that, that would change some of the stuff I watch. I said, yeah, it would. It would change some of the music maybe I listen to. Yeah, it would. It would change some of the TV shows that I think are hilarious. That's right, it would. It would change a lot about a lot of things going on in your life and in my life.
This message continues on Cross Hope tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.